Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley, and today's topic is one that is often overlooked when we're talking about moving or changing locations. Today's topic is how to help the kids adjust to a move. Before we jump into today's topic, I want to tell you who this audio blog is for and who I am. Why you should listen to me? Well, this audio blog is for everyone, so you've come to the right place. It's to give you tips and tricks along your real estate journey, whether you're a first-time home buyer or seller, or a real estate veteran. And I am Sir Ashley Harrison, the author of several real estate books. I'm also the founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate and FairhouseOffer.net. I invest and also am a realtor here in the Charlotte area. With FairhouseOffer.net, we buy houses throughout the country, primarily on the East Coast. And so if you know anybody that's looking to buy or sell real estate, please have them contact me. My contact details will be at the end of the episode. And please stay tuned to the end. You don't want to miss out on this last key point. So let's jump right in. The topic is how to help your kids adjust to a move. Number one, you have to prepare them. Let them know a month or 6 weeks in advance of what's exactly is going to take place. You want to calmly and gradually share that news with them. You want to give them time to adjust and make preparations themselves. I can speak on this because I have a young one. She just turned 4 and we're moving this summer. And we let her know and she was upset, to say the least, at first, that she was going to have to change schools and see a new teacher. She absolutely loved her preschool teacher for this past year. But as time has gone on, we're about 3 weeks in. She's warming up to the idea of moving. She's excited to pack some of her toys. And she's telling her friends that, hey, I'm moving. You can come over. So you don't want to rob them of that experience and them taking everything in and processing it on their own time. So let the children know as soon as possible so they can mentally deal with it and prepare for it as well. Number two, you want to emphasize the excitement. This is a new journey. You want to highlight that. You want to highlight the fact that they're not losing their old friends, but they have an opportunity to meet new people, go to a new school, and add a level of excitement to the move. One thing that I've seen that has been very helpful when trying to prepare the kids or adjust the kids for a move is to keep your established routines. If you have game night on Thursdays, yes, I understand you're in the middle of a move and packing and all that, but those kids relish the consistency. So make sure game time is still on Thursday. It might be hectic with boxes everywhere, but keep those established routines, whether it be game time or dinner at a certain time. Do not mess up their schedule. Now, that was going to be it. I was going to have a quick, short episode today. But the bonus that I promised you is you want to make sure you allow for them to backslide or to rebel. Regression is only normal in this instance. They're being uprooted. Their scenery is changing. So yes, they may backslide, they may rebel a little bit, and that is common. So don't be shocked by it. Look, whenever you start something new, you regress a little bit at times as well. Hell, I know when I start a diet or start a new meal plan, I might be good for a week or two, but then I have that day that I just go back to my old ways. And the thing is, like ourselves, we just have to get the kids back on track and let them know of the benefits that they will receive and the excitement that is coming their way once the move takes place. So that's it for today's episode. I know this is a little bit off topic that we know from what we normally speak of. Something that's often overlooked are the kids in these situations. But I hope this was edifying and you got something from this. And if you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at sir_realestate, or you can go to sirashley.com, reach out there, And you can also check out our investment website where we buy houses primarily on the East Coast, but sometimes on the West Coast at fairhouseoffer.net. And feel free to drop us a line. Until next time, talk later.